Dag nabbit zeb. What in tarnation do you suppose Ms. Zell wants to act the way she does for it?
Yeah, all I know is what you said.
What's that?
She said she's going to teach that Hector Smith he can't go around abusing bees.
Because she don't know that Hector didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, of course not. I guess if she did, it'd be me and you over there in Squidgeville Jail instead of Hector.
Oh, well, shucks. Maybe if we was over there, me and you, we might get a little time to read some detective stories, too. Can't see that Hector's having such a bad time of it.
No, but you want to remember, Eb, old fellas like you and me might have more trouble getting a constable's wife to cook us up some good victuals than Hector does, too.
Sure, that's so. They tell me she can drop about as good a biscuit as anyone around the whole county.
Now, looky here, you old fool. You don't need to go climbing for no stay in jail. There's work to be did around here.
That's just it. If worse comes to worse, I guess I could give my knee a little rest and get caught up on my reading, too.
Dang it, I tell you, you ain't going to jail, so you might as well get that right out of your head.
Don't know. If Mrs. L don't kind of ease up on Hector, the whole caboodle of us may find ourselves there.
Yeah, Bernard, that's just it. You and me's got to get busy and get Hector out of that Squidgeville jail, Eb.
You ain't heard no more from that constable over there, have you?
Yes, I did. He called up again while you was out.
Still wants us to do something for Hector, huh?
Shucks, you don't think he'd spend 20 cents just to hear us talk, do you?
No. Well, what did he have to say?
Says he's plumb discouraged about Hector.
Yes, huh?
Yes.
Well, why don't he just kind of forget and leave the door open some night?
Said he didn't try that.
He did, eh?
Yes, he left the cell door unlocked all night.
Did Hector make no effort to get out?
No. The constable said Hector complained the next morning about the cell door clanking all night.
Shucks. Pretty soon, Zeb, I'll begin to believe Hector don't want to get out of jail.
Dang, do I begin to believe that myself?
That's beginning to get that rather serious.
Of course it is. I'll tell you what we got to do.
What?
We got to get a hold of that jail woman and tell her what's won't about this thing.
Does look like we'd have to sooner or later.
The idea of her treating a fellow citizen that way.
The trouble is...
The trouble is what?
What in tarnation are we going to tell her?
Well, I don't know. Tell her Hector Smith didn't know nothing about them bees.
You can't do that. They'll clap you and me in jail, sure, if you do.
Yeah, one thing sure, they show their hands. We ain't got no time to spend in jail.
Then there's another angle. Yeah. And the trouble is that most people don't figure about this jail business. That's one of the angles.
Yes, well, tell me what it is. What do you mean? Might as well know it first and last.
You know, me and you and Hector's been pretty dad darn good friends.
Well, what in tarnation has that got to do with it?
Well, shucks. I don't reckon it looks so good if folks got to talking about how you and me and let poor Hector suffer in jail on account of a crime we committed.
Oh, you doomed old fool. Hector ain't suffering. He's having a better time than we are, as far as I can make out.
I know it, but... folks won't look at it that way, you see.
Yes, I know.
I'll be danged.
Good morning,
Miss Jail. By cracky, it's good to see you.
Yes. We just been thinking about you.
Oh, have you really?
Yes.
Well, I hope you were thinking something nice.
Could we do something for you, Miss Jail?
Oh, yes. Those artichokes are lovely, aren't they?
Well, now, to tell the truth, we hadn't noticed them as being anything special.
Oh, but they are. I'll take half a dozen of them, please.
Pick her out a half a dozen nice ones, Zeb.
Yes, certainly. Hand me that paper bag there.
And I want a couple of pounds of some of that nice sliced bacon. You keep the nicest bacon here.
Yes, we try to please our customers.
Yes, now, here's the artichokes, Miss Dale.
Oh, thank you.
Now, get her a couple of pounds of that extra quality bacon, Zeb.
Yes, I'll get right away.
Oh, you're such an accommodating soul, Mr. Winterbottom.
Don't mention it.
You know, I've always said the people of Corn Center don't appreciate this store as they should.
Oh, I don't know, Miss Dale. Appears to us like we do right good business for the size of the town.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm so glad to hear that things are going along well with you. Now let me see. Oh, yes, I can use some of those lovely tomatoes. How much are they?
3 cents a pound up till noon. getting kind of scarce.
Well, then I'll take £10.
See, Abraham, they get a sack and put 10 pounds of tomatoes in it, Tim.
Yeah, I'll do it right off.
Yes.
You know, I was telling Mrs. Jones just yesterday that we ought to all do what little we can to make your store profitable for you.
Well, shucks, Mrs. L, that sure is kind of you.
Oh, really? We should. You exert such a cultural influence on the town, you know. Oh, and 50 cents worth of sugar, please.
Get her $0.50 of sugar, Zeb. Make it a little bigger than common.
Yes, I do that. Yes.
Shucks, Miss Dell, I never thought much about us having no culture effect on Carn Center.
Oh, but you have. Really, you have. And you're always such kindly, considerate souls.
Mrs. Zell, it appears to me that laying on kind of thick.
Oh, of course, we haven't always agreed on every little thing, but that's all in the past, isn't it?
Well, I guess maybe Zeb and me's been a mite hasty at times past.
We can all forget our differences in the common interest of helping Corn Center, can't we?
I guess so, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, by Sunday, you can't, as far as I'm concerned.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, I don't understand.
It looks to me, Zeb, like you might be a little more charitable, so to speak.
Why, you old fool, what do you mean, charitable? What about poor Hector Smith?
Why, Mr. Winterbottom.
Oh, shucks. I clean forgot.
Yes, of course you did. You was going to let Hector languish and pine away up there in Squidville Jail, and then you shoot off about charity.
Oh, but Mr. Winterbottom, Hector Smith did a most reprehensible thing.
Hector Smith didn't do a blame thing.
Hold on there a minute, Zeb. Keep your trap shut. Don't say another thing.
Well, I'm astonished for Mr. Winterbottom. What in the world does he mean?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Dell, my partner there and me is right broke up about this Hector Smith business.
Yes.
Hector's pretty close to us, you know.
Yes, but think of those poor, dear little bees being tied up in sheets all day at the racetrack. Why doesn't your heart just go out to them?
Oh, shucks, Mrs. Dell, don't reckon it hurt the bees none.
Oh, but it must have.
Oh, it just got to stay in the hive all day instead of having to go out and work.
Sure, it was a regular vacation for the bees.
Well, I don't know what to...
And think of poor Hector.
Well, I don't want to think of him. It's a most annoying thought.
Then you're going to see that he stays in jail?
Well, I certainly had intended to. Oh, but I wouldn't do anything that might spoil our warm friendship for each other. Oh, really, I wouldn't.
Yeah, now that's right nice of you, Mrs. Dell.
Oh, yes, before I forget it, how is your little theatrical venture coming?
How's that?
I said, how are you getting along with a new play you're producing?
Oh, shucks, I guess we're getting along about as well as could be expected. Guess them things don't never run too smooth.
Oh, I do so want to meet that clever Mr. Duke.
Oh, shucks, Miss Dell, guess it's going to be easy enough to fetch him around sometime.
Oh, please do. You know, I think it's simply marvelous that we're going to have a dramatic company in Corn Center. It would do so much for the cultural atmosphere of the community.
Ah, shucks, Miss Dell, it won't be here... Mark started, headed for New York right after that.
Oh, but think what a splendid advertisement it will be for Corn Center to have a great drama born in our midst.
Well, it ain't going to be exactly born, just kind of pieced together.
Oh, but Mr. Winterbottom, I know you're a very kind and considerate gentleman.
He's no fool, eh?
Oh, I understand your little witticism, but at heart you're big and strong.
I ain't been feeling strong myself. Mm-hmm. Is that their need?
But I wondered if, because we're all such close friends, well, I thought perhaps you'd let me help you.
Well, that's mighty kind of you, but...
Oh, shucks, I guess we might stand a little help, long as it don't cost too much.
Now, just a minute, Deb. To tell the truth, Miss Zell, I still kind of feel bad about Hector Smith laying up there in jail in Squidville.
Well, bless your soft old heart. If it will make you any happier, I'll forget about Hector.
You mean you won't appear again?
I'll even go farther. What? I'll phone to the authorities in Squidville and tell them I want to drop the case.
Dad, Brent, now we're getting someplace.
Yes, sure. Eb and me won't forget it in a hurry either, Miss Dell.
And you will let me help you, won't you?
Of course we will.
What do you want to do, Miss Dell?
I want to supervise the production of your drama.
What? What's that?
I want to direct your new show.